Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanflot and Michael Sidgwick. Here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT, but... pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a random week complete everybody a quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT tonight and the road to Stand and Deliver.
Stacked, isn't it?
Always is.
There's loads. There's just loads.
loads of things.
Stacked high with things to get through.
This is genuinely one of my most fascinating storylines in wrestling right now, isn't it? Operation probably, Boyfriend.
Before the cliffhanger last week on Dynamite, it was my favourite. Like, unironically.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
The big question on everyone's lips is not who's heading to Stand and Deliver, but who's Sebastian?
Remind me of last week's storyline development.
They knew something was up with Kiana James when Josh Briggs went to sort of hash out things between James and Jensen on Jensen's behalf. Mm-hmm. When he visited the office, he noticed there was a lovely bouquet of flowers on a desk, yep. And then there was a greetings card, and she hurriedly went,
I saw that one. There was a plan.
I'm giving you the context.
I don't need it.
The WWE fans, so they obviously need an exposition. they need an exposition dump. So the following week, wearing camouflage, they go secretly, even though there's a camera set up there.
And the cleaners have let them in.
And the cleaners have let them in, infiltrate the office. They find the planner, mm-hmm. in which the card is there. It's revealed to be from Sebastian.
Ah.
And then there's Operation Boyfriend. And then there's various stages that are going to, you know, complete the operation, one of which is win tag gold.
Mm-hmm. Convince, yeah, get, which one's she dating? Brooks?
Jensen.
Jensen.
Bruce Jensen. It's the same guy.
I saw Colin the other day saying, why do we keep calling him Boris Johnson after all these months? And I was like, because I genuinely can't remember what each one of them
is
called.
So a lot.
Yeah, I can narrow it down with that.
And then on the, she's got like a very organized, business-like, none of this, dinner with Sebastian, followed by drinks with Sebastian. Mm. And then the note on the bouquet of flowers said, well, Kiana, thank you so much. That was a brilliant night and a great morning as well.
He explained to me on the podcast, thankfully, meant they were having full penetrative sex, yep. overnight.
Yes. And I was saying to Wilborn that he didn't understand the idea of a good morning.
Mm.
And I said to him, when it's early days, honeymoon period, like sometimes even if like your breath is foul the next day, you just no sell it because you just have this animalistic urge to smash.
Yeah.
It happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mad to think. It's crazy what people do when they're in love, but Kiana James with a foul breath had full sex with Sebastian the morning after.
This much we know, or is it yet again going to be another twist? So it's like, it's a business partner, and they had two meetings.
Well, yeah. Well, we had a great night where we closed the deal.
Exactly.
Not the sex deal. We partnered and had a 50-50 financial investment in a biotechnology company.
That's right. The business deal.
And in the morning, we also said, you know what? We actually got such a good deal that some of the funds that we were going to allocate to go into the biotechnology company, we could also put into the furniture shop. But that deal was struck at 9:15 a.m.
Two deals.
Danny deals. I'll cut you a deal. She's obviously having it off with Sebastian, I think, at this point. It's not the kind of... Who is it? Brad or Zach.
Zach, isn't it?
Zach. It's not like, oh, it's the brother.
Yeah.
It's not so obvious. But maybe we are meant to be thinking, oh, it's the guy who's chucking his muck in there, Keanu James.
Keanu James, of course, as well.
Maybe that's what we're meant to think, and that's what they're meant to think. Mm-hmm. And it's yet another ruse designed to... Does she still want the bar?
So, yeah. But also as well as that, because Fallon Henley was away doing all this, she missed all the phone calls from Keanu James telling her, by the way, there's new number one contenders in Isle of Dawn and Alba Fire who are connecting things.
Yep.
And she got her ass handed to her in that qualifying match for the ladder match because she was also trying to become NXT champion at
Keanu
the same
James.
Time. Yeah.
That's a lot of business.
And Fallon Henley was miffed at Keanu James for taking that match. Well, isn't the focus on the tag titles that we never defend? You know? It's a tangled wee web.
Sounds pretty big to me.
So, right, how does... Right, now that we've gone through everything...
We're back up to speed.
How does this get advanced? That's what we're here to do.
Yes.
It's a project boyfriend.
Operation.
Get it right.
Sorry. But an operation takes place at a hospital.
Not necessarily, Vaughn.
Operation boyfriend. Did they just find the title and never read the bullet points?
And they read the bullet points.
Yeah, and
points
then it's
there.
Out there. Then she's being a bastard here. To
well, maybe it's just operation. Out. You know, maybe that's her business, like way of saying how to get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or maybe
she just calls it operation because she's used to, you know, executing strategies.
Yes.
What's one of those things called where each letter spells a
acrostic?
Thank you. I don't know.
She's not right. What the hell are you talking about?
It's a long way to go.
Operation
then.
Operation boyfriend could be some business strategy.
Oh, orgasm.
Buy, ping. Own, yacht.
Keep going.
Fallon, tag partner.
Buy own yacht, Fallon.
What's going to happen? Is she going to get? Tip. Is it going to be yet another confrontation? And she's going to go, Sebastian is just my platonic business partner.
Yeah. Well, we're how far away from Stand and Deliver? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's be a confrontation tonight.
Fallon and Wanks-a-Lot had that, like, oh, if only those two guys could get it together.
If only those
week,
two crazy kids could get together and start sucking and f***.
That's it. Because, like, Briggs there. Why don't you two just
f***? Why don't you just start sucking and f***ing and licking and groping and pressing and humping and all the good things?
Dude, take your goddamn panties off.
With her consent, of course. Give her a good f***. You were good seeing to.
I'm sick of what you decked.
But how's your father?
Well, I don't know whether you get the number one contenders involved just yet, whether someone gets corrupted. Yeah.
Do we get a confrontation tonight? I mean, who's Sebastian?
I don't know. Is it a wrestler? Is there anybody on the NXT roster at the moment it could be?
Script. Sebastian's real name.
Sebastian Script.
Sebastian nice to meet you. I'm Sebastian Script. Oh. That's why...
And then he could do this. Then he could like... All right, okay. Script is, you know, blowing his beans up back here on a James.
It can't be him because he would have sent the note with needless...
Yes, this is true. Yeah. You have. What you've done here is... what's he done?
What's he done?
It's like you've... What's the phrase?
MacGuffin, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's the... When you've, like... A suspect has been eliminated from the conversation.
Yeah.
whatever that means.
You've eliminated a suspect.
Sincerely, Sebastian Scripps.
I love Sebastian Scripps as his full name.
I quite enjoyed a cracking cunnilingus. Sincerely, Sebastian Scripps.
He was on about coming in those. Remember, like, I have come, and then he'd leave a gap so you could think about him.
I have come.
Yeah,
but he's. I think he's more obsessed with Axiom.
No.
Last week.
Could Sebastian be Axiom? Because we often talk
Sebastian
about
Sebastian Axiom.
Sebaxiom. Like, because he's always about how handsome he is under that mask.
Good point.
That's what we know.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah? Could it be just a brand new character?
Hope so.
Better introduction than Bloody Vikingo.
Yeah, if anything.
I'll tell you that.
Kenny Omega versus Sebastian. Holy shit. Sebastian!
We hit the half five.
We got him!
Oh, dear.
Is there going to be a confrontation?
I hope so. I think they need... It would make sense. I don't know why they didn't do it last week. They were too busy talking about Cocaine Bear for some reason.
The show was pretty much over. They didn't make it back in time.
Yeah, they were bickering, weren't they? And then it never really got resolved. So obviously you wait 7 days to say, by the way, who's Sebastian?
What if... I don't care about anything else on this card. We're sticking with this, and then Starks can come in, and then we're just going
to... We've got a few matches to go.
No, go back to writing lists. What if, okay, they had e-drinks, or like a Zoom thing. What I was about to say makes no sense, because I've already had drinks at dinner. What if she's getting catfished? Or what if she's... What if Fiona Henley?
Fallon.
Fallon Henley... I don't know these people's names. What a...
Fiona Jones.
Because it's Kiana, Fiona.
Yeah.
What if Fallon Henley has paid a dude to act as Sebastian, the idea being that, right, going to hire some, like, 6-foot-tall, handsome chap to pose as Sebastian. The idea of you going to seduce her, give you some money, because my secret best friend is in love with her. We want to prove that she can't be trusted.
Mm.
Maybe Sebastian's like a plant. And maybe that's why there was a plant in the office for a bit of foreshadowing.
Genius.
And this is how could you do this?
Yeah, the latest delaying tactic between those two, because that's the point of a will-they, won't they? Is you've got to like find... obstacles for their love, haven't you? So
Fallon, how could you do this? Well, was I wrong? You can't trust her, can you? Well, no, we're at the point.
I didn't realize they were your flowers. I wanted to take your flower. Virginity.
Virginity.
Full sex.
Yes, because he's...
not done it yet. Yeah.
He ain't even touched base.
Yeah.
Don't tell him, anybody. Camera in my face.
What has his sporting acumen got to do with his sex life?
Hey, Sebastian von Wagner, full name.
Oh my god.
Unbelievable.
Von is not a first name.
No.
It's the first bit of a surname, I think. It's my understanding of the convention.
And Robert Stone told him to open up a bit more.
Oh my
He's
god.
He's opening his ass cheeks. To get his ass ate by Keanu James.
We just blown this whole thing wide open.
Von Wagner ass.
So hang on,
Sebastian von Wagner.
Is Sebastian von Wagner actually a plant? How could that be? Yvonne, I need you to be a plant. Well, tough titties, Fallon. I am a human being.
I am unable to photosynthesize.
So is he the plant, or is there a genuine romantic relationship, or does one thing beget the other, where he decides, after several hours of saying, you know, it's just an expression, you're a plant, and then does he fall in love with her?
Oh, God.
Can Von Wagner feel love? No. It's not a physical thing,
Only using every aspect of my heart.
I was about to rule this out, because...
Get more LTSD.
Mm-hmm. I was about to rule this out, but... Like, well, what's Robert Stone actually done since he's partnered with Von Wagner? Because he keeps losing, right? Robert Stone has to write the note, because otherwise the note would have said, "Dear Kiana, thank you for sex at night and sex in the subsequent morning. Sincerely, Sebastian von Wagner."
Thank you for the full sex. I also quite enjoyed the blowjob. However, I would recommend less teeth in future.
There is a grudge match tonight, Sige.
I miss Kyle.
There's a grudge match tonight, Sige, that I suppose at least one half of the match could describe as, well, how would you put it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, sorry.
It's between Ilya Dragunov and JD McDonnell, 50% of which would probably describe this match as...
Oh, very f***ing boring. Because I don't care about this. It's going to be this match, right? Where they're going to strike each other really quite hard in safe places.
Imagine if that was what, like, the name of a WXW weekend in Oberhausen.
Very f***ing boring. Stinks of piss. So it's going to be, and I might have described this for another JD McDonagh match before, but I'm going to do it anyway. Schrodinger's good wrestling match. There's going to be some really cool strikes. There's going to be some, like, gruesome contortions of holds. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the sequence where you think they're going to do one move, but it's going to be counted into another. And it's going to be like this, quote-unquote, really great match, except I'm not going to care anything about it because I hate the two characters. I hate whatever the storyline is. Oh, I like the pain. I like the pain as well. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Pain.
Team up at the end. Like brothers in pain. Play hard in the pain. And they become a tag team.
Brothers in pain.
Yeah. How many times do they face each other in NXT UK?
Imagine what we can do together.
Sorry, what?
I'm trying to find, I'm just looking now whilst you guys are talking about the rating, if I can find it, that they got. And they presumably fought each other in NXT UK.
Five?
But it's
well, if it was
five NXT UK freakazoids. Oh, right. I thought you meant like people like watching on the network. Oh, you mean like the quality score?
As marked by Jamie Vardy, Progress, small man number six. Like, well, I think I'm going to go 10 on this one.
Oh, I can't find it.
It's another 10 for me.
Dragunov's got like two of the best WWE matches ever on Cage Match.
Aye.
Most broken like statistical analysis there is. I don't know. They probably wrestled twice, maybe three times in those awful studios.
They fought.
One of them got injured because I know this because they liked the pain and they liked administering the pain. And I will never find out who got injured.
They fought.
Or remember, the total was on telly. The exposition, I just don't care.
22-minute match in in November 2021. United Kingdom title, empty arena match. 22 minutes that went.
Finally been back in the US for like 6 months or something.
Is
you open the doors, just new one came.
Yeah. Should we just get started then?
And Ilya, and subsequently in April of 2022, Ilya Dragunov beat Jordan Devlin in a loser leaves NXT UK match.
Yeah, 2021.
Was it a gauntlet? It was everyone.
In 2022, no one attended. In 2023, 200 paid plants attended. As plants, those are people. Is there a like an obvious payoff? I feel like I've forgotten somebody that keeps trying to get a title match that can't. Is there an obvious payoff to the Wesley just fights everybody thing? Because
he was spotted by NXT Anonymous and he's picking four other people to make it a five-way, I think, or five other people to make it a six-way.
Yes, there's going
to
be a five-way. It's stand and deliver because too many people came out. And, yeah, these two are going in to bump up the star rating, obviously, even though neither of them in a million years will get over on WWE main roster television. But you have to get your star rating, which WWE claims they don't care about. They're all about telling stories. I'm Bruce Pritchard.
Pritchard.
But, like, it was the stupidest version of... You know how NXT and WWE do this thing where they have a bit of wordplay and they just take an expression and just ruin it by giving you this stupid... visual image in your head that makes the person saying the words look stupid.
Cameron Grime fighting in space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did this when it was, what was it?
You keep talking, I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, yeah, because you know how, like, the proper cliched baby face thing to say when you want to just defend your title and be known as this great fighting champion with honor and who just does the damn thing. I'll take on anyone. Okay, that's all you have to say. Right? Mm-hmm. I will take on anyone you put in front of me. Wesley goes to Shawn Michaels. I'll fight 10 people. And he never actually said a fatal 11 way, because then it would sound stupid. He just said, I'll fight 10 guys. And Shawn was like, that's stupid. We could do 4. That's stupid as well. Don't point out how stupid it is.
Elimination chamber. Yeah. 11 of them in a big cage.
So who do you think wins the Symphony of Sadism match? That was the phrase that they used last week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Ilya Dragunov, probably. They've got slightly more of a frigging wide on from there than they do.
I think Jordan Devlin. It will go to a double disqualification or a double count out where they are so intent on inflicting pain to one another that, well, we need ladders to facilitate the pain. That's not a ladder match. I don't care.
Them as a tag team. The brothers in pain is now what I'm into with these.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, let's not rule out a newly formed tag team that could be going for the tag titles at Stand and Deliver. But before we get there, we have to talk about...
We don't have to.
We do have to talk about the great debate.
Yes, we do. We must.
That will take place tonight. It is...
We mustn't.
Between Chase U and... to decide which team...
Worst guys live sometimes we are.
The hand signs are so close to each other. Mm. If they could just, which crazy kids could get it together.
Which team represents togetherness more? And you think, obviously, well, you know, Thea Hales won like one match. Duke Hudson's like, what the fuck are we doing here? But then you pointed out last week, Sitch, in that speech by Andre Chase, which was genuinely
stirring.
Good stuff. Right up until the moment, Ava, no surname, it's The Rock's daughter. Turned up and put a scary mask on the Chase U megaphone, right? Up until that happened. There's a story there of Duke Hudson being this, you know what, bollocks, I'm Chase U through and through and going babyface. Because that, you said before, is hot tag. It's something to behold.
I had the theory that they were just going to do some, you know, he's infiltrating Chase U, gets bloody caught, and then Andre Chase just... defeats him, and the honor of Chase U is restored, and then everyone moves on to different business. I think they've watched Duke Hudson be a tag guy and think, the guy rules. Let's make this just a thing.
Mm. Yeah, definitely in that Vengeance Day one.
Yeah.
Like seeing a real audience rather than this lot, like the banging at them. So what's a debate?
Great
so
debate over who best represents togetherness, Hamlet. Are you listening?
So I think tonight is the tease of like, is Duke going to go to the dark side? But he actually... Mm-hmm. reveals, no, not only have I done that, I've taken on another degree or something at Chase U because it's a university.
Well, what are they all studying? Wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling BA honours.
It's going terribly. They never win. Like, it's 90% coursework.
You don't win, you learn. That's the phrase of Chase U.
It's work-based training. It's not going well.
Do you ever have dreams where you just didn't finish uni?
Yeah.
Like you've just missed assignments and you're just,
I was on my recurring like nightmares that I was late for like an exam or a hand in. And you just can't, in the dream, you just can't get there. There's like a constantly buses late or something. Just keeps going.
I have just one where it's done and dusted. I can't like get an Uber after failing to get the bus. I'm just, you didn't hand in enough stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't go to university. Like, yeah, like, you didn't. I just have these dreams sometimes.
You're still 14.
Listen to these podcasts, it's probably right.
Are we getting the tag match at standard? Is the card not full? Like, are they going to lead to a...
What's even on it?
Five matches right now.
That's full.
So women's tag titles, Fallon Henley and Kiana James versus Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. The NXT Women's Championship ladder match. Gargano versus Grayson Bloody Waller. Wesley versus four others in a fatal five-way for the North American Championship. And, of course, Carmelo versus Bron Breakker.
Do I have to preview that again today? No.
No.
Good.
No.
Because the multi-person match...
Put Pretty Deadly through a table.
They're going to have a match with Pretty Deadly.
They do fucking coexist stuff.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're going to... Well, that's why it's Pretty Deadly were there. Pretty Deadly. That's why they're there. So they're going to have a match and then can they coexist? Maybe they can like take turns and who's kicking the most ass in the ring and then they get too preoccupied with that and then they get beat and then they shove each other and that's when the fighting happens.
So is Andre Chase the only one now that hasn't theoretically been corrupted? Because Thea Hale has been a bit corrupted.
Yeah.
And Duke Hudson has kind of been corrupted from the beginning.
What are you, Files?
Those don't go in a wrestling ring, they go in a cabinet. Sebastian Von Wagner, man. It's the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
That's the best thing we've ever done. I don't care about these.
I think this is Chase what? U. Chase U.
All right,
reunited, and they're the better example of togetherness, and Schism have to go off and try and get up to somebody else.
The four roots, one tree. So they're together, they're stuck to each other. Yeah.
I know. It's four roots, one tree. It makes me laugh.
Could they put any more matches on Stand and Deliver? Because it's the like big...
Thing of doing the multi-person match for these two stables.
They have last year.
Axiom, Fraser, that's Wesley, Dragunov, McDonough. So you're not... All the heavy-hitting storylines are accounted for on the show. All your guys who are going to get a good star rating and get nerds to say the matches were good, actually, they're accounted for. There's no one else. There's no big pairing on the show that, A, I remember until you tell me to remind myself. Or, yeah, it's done.
They're very West NXT. To be fair, in NXT at the moment, now that Raw has finally announced the big tag team title match that we've seen coming for ages, NXT can do that too, can't they?
Mm.
With Gallus. It's very apparent who the best...
Oh, I forgot they've got to be on it.
Best babyface duo are to stop Gallus. Like, we're seeing them come to fruition, aren't we, in NXT?
Chase U, Schism, Gallus, and potentially a Mafia team.
Yeah.
All fighting for the tag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more developments with...
Is that the cow?
Any more developments with Grayson Bloody Waller and Johnny Gargano? You said on the Raw review you should take the piss out of him losing again.
Yeah. I thought that was all by design on Raw. Rey Mysterio is Dominic's deadbeat dad and Johnny Gargano is that little kid's deadbeat dad and Grayson Waller can have some
Quill.
Fun. Quill. Yeah, he's Quill's deadbeat dad. And Grayson Waller...
Quill, genuinely better acting performance than Candice LeRae last week.
That's how he gets under his skin. Anyway. Because they didn't really... Like, he'd attacked him. And Johnny Garner's like, I didn't forget. Kind of looked for a long time like he forgot. But it was all... The feud was with Shawn Michaels. They've gone down a family route to make this.
They could take the piss and say that and pretend like it all connects and makes sense or is credible and say, the reason why I lost Dominic is my head wasn't in the game from last week's attack. And now I'm fueled by vengeance to beat you.
What if Gargano's
it's
just...
It's terrible, this.
Gargano.
Everything Johnny Gargano touches turns to absolute crap.
What if Gargano's resting up? Obviously, we saw on Raw, he's got the injured ribs. And he's like, oh, bloody hell, I can't make it to NXT tonight. But we'll invite a camera crew round because WWE TV, basically. And he's like, do you know what? I'm just going to sit back and watch some of the best Shawn Michaels matches ever because he's the best or whatever. press is playing on his telly, but it's been
corrupted
by Grayson Bloody Waller, who just keeps like, going, you're a prick, Gargano. Here's me smashing a broom over you, beg you, knobhead.
He's like, he subscribed to Stevie Turner's feed in order to get her to hack into the telly.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So now it makes sense.
It really is world building stuff, this podcast, isn't it?
I think Grayson Waller is like, Johnny Gargano's going to hobble out all injured. And he's like, yeah. Like, come on, Grayson, I don't care that I'm injured. I'll take you on again. And he's like, I might start another house. It's not yours this week. Camera pulls out. He's at Tommaso Ciampa's house. And Tommaso Ciampa's recovering from injury, and Grayson Waller beat him up as well.
Oh,
it's old man Ciampa.
Hang on.
Kicks him on. Yeah.
I like that a lot because he's referenced on the promo last week.
Yeah. You know what, Gargano? I'm going to do it myself. Because they were DIY.
I like that.
Beats up old man Ciampa in front of his kid.
His grandkids.
His great grandkids.
He knocks him out of his rocking chair.
His descendants.
Old man Ciampa's shoveling snow like that bloke in Home Alone.
In the bright sunshine. There is no snow, old man Ciampa.
Well, old man Ciampa's brain don't work like it used to.
He's a peddling.
A couple of qualifying matches for that women's ladder match at Stand and Deliver.
Both will be substandard.
Following the betrayal from Tatum Paxley last week, Ivy Nile's in action against Bird Person. Who have you got?
Well, surely it's cheating to allow Bird Person in a ladder match, considering they could just simply fly up to the carabiner and retrieve the briefcase, having not had to climb or indeed wrestle a match. That's cheating, though, isn't it?
She's got to win now.
That's the thing they could say that. She's a bird. They could just say, well, it's not fair. She can fly. And then Shawn Michaels would have to then say, well, she can't actually fly. It's a gimmick.
Clip your wings.
Yes. Zoe Stars can say that.
So basically, they're putting a woman into a ladder match just so they could justify a terrible bit of dialogue. Does that sound like WWE to you? I'm going with Bird Person on that exact basis.
Yeah. Well, I think we're
so
all...
Tiffany Stratton, who, spoiler alert, wins the next match, can do an actual bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, she's going to fly like a birdie. It's going to make it so hard for me to win. Sorry. How's that fair?
Tiffany Stratton's in action. Although I'm fairly certain she said she had next, but I suppose technically she had the next title match.
Friggin'
and this
hell,
is a title match.
People having next on this show never happens. I've got next. So I'll see you in 6 months.
Well, she had next, but then obviously Roxanne Perez collapsed. Get well soon, Roxanne Perez. And now the title's just kind of up for grabs. So I feel like Tiffany Stratton's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, Indy Hartwell, is anything else that she could be, you know, busy with while she's not in this
women's
match?
She attacked Nikita Lyons in the parking lot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So we're going for Tiffany Stratton?
Yep.
In that one? Yeah. Match
will be poor.
She better get in that match. I'm going to be absolutely furious if she's
not.
Could
do with a good match from Tiffany Stratton.
Yes, her selling performances have been bad. She's been moonsaulting people on the knees. Yeah, she's due a good one.
Ladder match. Sol Ruka going to get in this ladder match?
No, she lost her.
Yeah,
freaking Zoe Stark, who's in it at her expense.
Do stiff.
Reckless
stiff.
So Tiffany Stratton needs a good match tonight against Indy Hartwell.
And
she's a good character.
Yeah.
She was a good character. She's got talent, and she's got the potential to one day again be a good character.
Hamlet last week.
I'm not taking the piss like she is.
Did you happen to catch the discussion between Tony D and Stax regarding them going after gold, but not singles gold, tag team gold?
I did. As a matter of fact, it was really quiet.
You off on Wednesday?
No, I just didn't get a chance to review it with you guys. And when we don't talk about it,
you forget.
It just completely disappears. Yes, I remembered that because obviously it was a bit that stuck out. I found it quite heartwarming because, like, you know, Tony D is
win the big one.
Fully embraced
his face.
fact. But I get this. In terms of acts we fight for versus ones we despise, is there a bigger match across all of WrestleMania weekend than Tony D and Stacks versus Gallus?
Oh, nah.
I don't think there is.
I'm going to be on the edge of the seat. I'm not even joking.
All or nothing in it.
Yeah.
Then again, do I have to review it?
No.
I won't watch it then. I mean, I'm not watching NXT on top of two nights of bloody WrestleMania when I've got two bloody kids.
I'm going to watch NXT, then I might watch some old WWE before WrestleMania starts. I can't fucking wait. Best weekend of the fucking year.
You have sworn quite a bit. What old WrestleMania would you watch? Or does it change every year?
Yeah, it changes every year. Just sort of depends what I'm in the mood for.
I watched a bit of Five the other night.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
It's like a slightly more jazzed up four, isn't it? Like, the matches are just a bit more exciting and colourful.
Yes, but then that crowd still absolutely sucks. Oh,
like the Vegas freaking crowd.
Yeah, just all do it. Right. Oh, it's bad. Absolutely bad. So I'd stop watching after Strikeforce and Brainbusters.
Six always looks stunning.
Rockers Orient Express is a great 10-minute burst of action whenever I need it.
Kind of go wrong with 19, but it's not as good as the internet would tell you. But it's nice to pick a bit at it.
Mm. I usually... That's when the trappings start. That's when you hear Michael Cole's voice. It's like, that's too much like too much like the thing I hate. Even I don't know if was he on the show or he would have been calling the SmackDown matches. Yeah, I can't deal with Michael Cole. I go back to my inner child. It's always between 1 and 14 because Michael Cole's not there yet.
Yeah. 10's a great watch. Really well paced. Considering that it's like one match goes so long, another gets cancelled. It's a really well paced pay per view.
5 p.m. on Saturday, NXT Standard Delivered, UK time.
UK time?
Evening kickoff. Yes, please.
I'll be watching football, probably. We've got Now TV now, so I like watching the 5 p.m. kickoff in the Prem.
I'll be watching Standard Deliver.
Yes. How?
Trying to get a nap in before work. I'll be watching it and then going to sleep before WrestleMania. How? I'll be watching it with like loads of food, loads of drink, and like big, wide, excited eyes.
Where are your kids? Where are your kids?
Oh, I've had to book this one.
Got your kids.
I booked this weekend away with my family. Jesus Christ.
Like, how?
Just I tell my wife at the start of the year. I was like, that's WrestleMania weekend. I'm
get the fucking breaks.
I'm either working or like I'm not here. So
I'm here and I'm working. Double duty.
Oh,
my name double duty Michael Sidgwick. I'm living in two time zones essentially. You're kind of burnt out actually.
I'm duty free. I'm just like
double duty and duty free. I am living in two time zones.
The Deadly Boys and the Duty Boys.
Honestly, I try to watch them. Think about this. Think about dedication to you lot listening right now.
Especially the Yanks. Frigging Yank Twitter. This Yank Brit divide is real over how you engage with your wrestling in the week.
After getting up for the past 5 years at like 5 a.m. to watch Raw.
Yes.
5 a.m. to watch NXT.
Yes.
I can't wait 4 to watch Dynamite just so I don't have to skip double speed or whatever. My God, I'm burnt out to the point where I'm living in two time zones. I'm living simultaneously on US and like British time to the point where, and think how impossible this should be. I tried to rewatch Phoenix versus Vikingo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted more Vikingo because I'm buzzed about Vikingo. 5 minutes, I'm just out. I wake up and it's like 5 minutes and I rewind, what have I missed? And it's like some of the most spectacular wrestling you'll ever see. And I like wrestling and I'm just 8:45. I just thought, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I've got no recreation time. So how can you just say, bye?
I don't know, I'm classed the rest of the time, aren't I? No,
you're not, though. That's the thing. Man, you're not.
You have any idea?
I've got an idea.
She's so lucky. She's so lucky, honestly.
I've got an idea. I'm living the same life as you.
The lions she gets. The amount of weekends I have to put in.
In the mountains, the same thing for me. And then we have the same line. Watch Bret Hart versus Fatu from Raw. Yeah. That's what we do.
Where he's got like the like pork scratching scab on his nose.
It gives me so much anxiety that Bret Hart versus Fatu. Look for it on the network. Bret Hart's got like at least 3 layers of skin off one entire side of his nose is just missing. He works every night. How does that ever heal?
He looks like Roland Alexander from Beyond the Mat.
Yes.
You know that old promoter? Yes.
How does that ever heal when he's going and working gangbuster matches up and down these roads every night? You know what that means?
He fell off against Bam Bam. Bam Bam said, "You're going to eat that?" said, no, Bam Bam, that's off my nose. He ate it anyway.
And afterwards, he said, he started crying. And he said, Brett, that's the nicest skin shaving I've ever had in my whole life. And I'd just like to thank you for everything you've done for me. And he just burst into tears. That was kind of the way he went back then.
Wasn't quite as good as the matches we had in Barcelona. Nobody ever saw those until I got those on the DVD.
Apart from
the only reason I went back there is to get the DVD. You know?
Apart from the Spanish, of course.
Thank you.
He watched it. There's about 40,000 of them, actually. And, you know, like Shawn Michaels is saying that I'm not a big draw. So the boy toy, give me a break, Shawn. There's 40,000 there in the new camp.
I saw Shawn with Kevin. Nobody had matches with Kevin like me. Nobody had matches with Taker like me. Nobody had matches with Bam Bam like me.
Shawn's with a bit better, actually. Good friends, better enemies. Slightly better than the trilogy I had, but...
I remember Earthquake came up to me. He said, don't let that little red bastard take over this business, Brett. Tears in his eyes.
He's one of the nicest guys in the world, so what does that say about Shauna? John Tanner, everyone said he was a sweetheart.
Typhoon, he was in tears.
Yeah, yeah! What are you talking about?
Hey, Stacks, we're talking about Bret Hart. What are your thoughts on Bret?
Good guy, hitman. So, you know, we got a little bit of a...
I try not to make it about the mafia. What did you think about his in-ring work, Starks?
Yeah, it's up there. Pretty goddamn good.
Got a man of taste.
Indeed.
He's got to keep his boss sweet, hasn't he? Not Tony, Sean.
Is that why he's being a little bit prickly about it? A bit one foot in, one foot out. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Sean's in-ring work?
Spectacular.
Is your favorite Shawn Michaels match?
Probably have to go with the best of Shawn Michaels on DVD.
Heartbreaking triumph, the Shawn Michaels story, of course.
Very good.
Sitch, what's the deal with houses?
Houses are a physical property that you can buy or rent, over which there's a roof to provide one of the... how many basic needs are there? There's food, shelter. Like, you know, the hierarchy of needs.
Maslow's hierarchy.
It's one of the very few basic needs. You can get what's called a mortgage. It's usually made out of bricks in they're made out of bricks in the countries that don't really have natural disasters, but in your country, they're made out of wood. What's going on there?
And they're massive. In your country, they are massive. God, I'm envious of the houses in your country.
They're excessively big. When I was young, I always wanted to live in the suburbs.
Yeah.
My favorite film was The Burbs. I watched it, Stacks. For like two solid years in year 10, year 11, just it was my nighttime thing. It's my nice little, I love this.
Picket fence.
One day I want the picket fence. I'm going to watch or play with whatever. And then I'm going to just watch half an hour of The Burbs to fall asleep to. But basically, you can either pay a landlord a fixed sum of money per month. They're all arseholes, so it will increase. And then when you have to leave, they will look for any single bit of dust and say, that's 200 quid. No, it isn't. What are they going to do? Or you can pay a mortgage. Fixed fee per month, and then he can, because you can't really get like what 160 grand for a starter home or whatever all at once, Stacks. So you have to pay a mortgage a monthly to then build it up over a span of years. That's the deal with houses.
Got it. Thought I'd tell you some jokes about houses because of the home invasion thing from last week. The guy got on.
Jesus.
Okay. Goddamn wall. You know, when people come over to my house, they always tell me I have a nice ceiling, Hamlet. I mean, I don't think it's the best, but it's f***ing up there. Ah, it's up there! three jokes for you. Sitch, what do you call two witches who share a haunted house? Picture that. Two witches sharing a haunted house.
It's broommates, Sitch.
Broommates.
It's broommates, correct!
He always gets the puns, doesn't he? Loves a pun.
Hamlet, joke question, joke number two. What item of clothing does a house wear? Huh? Picture that. A house wearing a piece of clothing.
Right.
Oh. House coat is too obvious because you use the word house in the setup, so it's hideous.
That'd be a bad joke. Hideous. That would tell a goddamn bad joke.
Joke construction if this house.
What have houses got? Like rooms?
There's a cloak room, but you can't say cloak. Because
yeah. Any kind of pun on domicile? I don't think Stax would know that word, to be honest.
Didn't know what house was before he got here. Yeah. So domicile would be a real struggle.
It's amazing, Ed. What is one?
It's a property of a shop. And maybe a type of hat. I don't know. No, it's not. I'm making that up. It's property of a shop.
A flat cap.
It's good, but it's not right. What item of clothing does a house wear? A dress! A dress!
So much simpler than I ever thought possible.
A little bit of a different one, this one, but stick with it.
Do I get a chance to answer?
Yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Is it going to be like, should we just do the traditional?
Yeah.
To get to the other side.
Nope. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the idiot's house. Hey, you Hamlet, knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the f***ing chicken. Goddamn, tell him. See you later, guys. Enjoy NXT tonight.
Bye, Stas.
He's up for the match, I guess. He's actually got a busy WrestleMania weekend.
Phoning in his comedy material.
Let's hope something, particularly topical, that it's, you know, a useful source of comedy happens on tonight's show, eh? Because that was, well. Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, take, and follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE and make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. You can check out the Raw review right now, and our NXT review will drop into your feed tomorrow as soon as it is released. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to the Daddy Boys, to Stax, to the cow, to the elephant. Thank you for joining us. We will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.